listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker, she's home up under the weather, but we're going to pray that she will recover. And I know that God will heal, and he's still in the healing business. If you don't know, all you got to do is ask me, and I will be glad to tell you what my Lord, I say what my Lord can do. And we can be reached at our 772-777-4431, and that is at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. You can go to our website at church5.com. And our Sunday morning services start at 10:30 for our Bible study. Our Sunday morning service start at 11:30. Now, Bible study now is back on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. on every Wednesday night. You can also hear us tomorrow morning at 11:30 on blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Whitaker. And we do broadcast our services live. And we do have a Holy Ghost praying time. We do be in our church, and the Holy Ghost do move, and the Spirit of God is everywhere. And I've seen people get delivered, people being healed, people being set free. And that is every Sunday. That is the business that we are in. And you can reach us if you just need prayer today. You can reach us at the radio station. The local number is 772-221-1100. If you're out of town, out of state, you can call 888-221-8990. And if you would like to help us keep us on the air and send us a donation, you can send it at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And you can address it to our attention, Apostle Vernon Whitaker. And we will sure appreciate your donation to keep us on the air and keep us bringing and preaching the Word of God. And also, if you want to send us an email, our email address is firstchurch12@gmail.com. firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we would like to thank Treasure Coast Discovery Daycare, and they are located at 2855 Southeast Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. And you can reach them at 772-323-0010 for all your child's care. And also, we would like to thank Robert Joseph, a Red Pharmacy, for being the underwriter of this program, The True Word of God. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-333-2740 for all your medical needs. Amen. Now let's begin our program by speaking our motto. Everybody lift your hands up. If you're driving your car, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Now, we don't want you to turn loose the steering wheel because you might have a wreck. Then you might want to blame me for it. Amen. But this said, repeat after me. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So now, no matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does, guess what? He will not take our joy. He can't steal my joy in no way. Amen. Because I know who I am. In order for him to not take my joy, I must know that I am a child of God. I must know that the God that I serve, and I serve a wonderful, I serve a loving, and I serve a forgiving God with all the grace and mercy that I need. Oh, thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank God for his love, kindness, and thank God for this being kind. And thank God for creating us in his image and in his likeness. Oh, I just want to praise the Lord this morning. I don't know about y'all this morning to church, but I feel like I just want to run around and shout a little bit. Just have some church early in the morning. Don't you know that is a wonderful thing that you can get up early in the morning and meet the Lord, and you begin to pray and begin to sing songs and just let him know how much you love him. Before we get into the program, let me go ahead and say a little opening prayer. Oh, gracious Father, thank you, Lord, for those that are listening to God. Lord, I want you to bless them, God. Bless them in the finances. Bless them in the health. Bless them in the home, God. Bless my wife, dear God, who may be up under the weather a little bit today, dear God. But I know that she's being healed, dear God, because you said, God, and you told me the day that I met her, dear God, that you will save her life. And Lord, you've been saving her. You've been proving it to him ever since, dear God. Maybe somebody may not know you, God, but let this word go over the airways, God, and prick somebody's heart and deliver somebody today. Set somebody free, dear God, and heal somebody in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We got a good topic today, and we're going to discuss our victory over temptation and God's forgiveness. And what we need to know and what we need to understand as all believers, now if you say you're a child of God and you say you believe in Jesus Christ and you say you want to walk holy and be righteous, we need to understand that we all subject to temptation. Yes, we're not immune to temptation. We're not immune to sin. And yes, we need to understand that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, he was tempted in all manner of sin. Any kind of sin, any kind of temptation that you think that you're going through, my Lord has already been tested and he had the victory in that. So we as believers must understand that when we do get temptation, it should not be no surprise to us. We should know that I'm walking and Jesus said that we must suffer. And they're going to accuse us and they're going to talk about us and they're going to lowrate us and they're going to say things and do things to us. So we got to be able to go through this temptation. Yes, go through the temptation. Yes, I get tempted like everybody else. Come on now, because I'm the pastor of the church. That don't mean that Satan will leave me alone. No, he come more at me than he does at you, amen, because I am the head and I have the power and authority. So he always want to try to tear up and bring down the head. And that's why I understand that when Satan goes into the marriage, he always want to go after the man because the man is supposed to be the head of the family. So he know if he can divide the husband and divide the wife, guess what? Then your house will not stand because the Bible says that the house that divided cannot stand because he knows that there is power. Yes, there is power when two become one. There's two become one. You double the power. And this is what he always trying to do. But we as believers, we need to know that we are subject to temptation. So I know that some of us, when we was first became into the ministry, and they told me when I saved and I got baptized, and somebody looked at me and said, everything going to be all right. And I truly believe that. I thought everything was going to be all right. I just thought that all my problems and all my situations was done and I had to go through that no more. But I didn't realize the minute that I said that Satan took me from the bottom of the hit list and put me right to the top of the hit list. And man, that's when trouble came. Ooh, God. Road got real rocky. Oh, man, I'm looking at, man, what I'm getting this for. You know, man, every time I turn around, there's trouble coming here, trouble coming there. Man, they told me everything was going to be all right. You know, because that I think that something that Satan wants us to let our guards down so that he can just do a sneak attack. And every time I hit a bump, man, I was about ready to give up. I said, man, I'm going through this. I'm obviously give up. But something was inside of me. He said, don't give up. Just keep on going. Don't give up. Just keep on moving. Don't give up. But one thing that I know, and we got to understand, it's hard to hit a moving target. Yes, it is. It's hard to hit a moving target. As long as you're moving, Satan have a hard time trying to hit you. But as long as you sit still and you begin to wallow and your pity and your self-righteousness and your disappointment, now you are a target. He have a bullseye. But we as a Christian, our believers, yes, we are subject to temptation. But there always a but. I love my God because he always give us the other side. We always look at one side. But we got to understand there's victory. I said there is victory. That's why I rejoice the way I do because no, I know that there's victory. And that victory is through ours, is we just rely on the Holy Ghost. Yes, I say Holy Ghost. Some people say Holy Spirit. They all the same. But God, we got to realize that God give us the power and authority. He put something on the inside of us. He give us a comforter. He give us that we can go through these trials and tribulations. We can go through these temptations, but we got to believe the promise. Yes, I said the promise from the word of God. Every word that God said, we got to be able to believe it. We got to be able to hang on to the word of God. That's why this is the true word of God. And one thing that I know, and I can say this very with all the confidence in the world. My God had never lied to me, or he never left me down yet. Whatever he said he was going to do, guess what? He had already done it. My God, but the problem is, church, that we got to believe the word of God. We got to believe and stand on the word of God. We got to believe what God says. And God always keep his word. Always. Because now we understand that once we begin to believe the word of God, and once we begin to obey his direction, and God always giving us direction on which way we need to go. Like the Bible says, and I hear the song says, our steps is already ordered. God has already ordered our steps. Everything is already said. All we have to do is just to follow and walk in the steps that God has called us. And don't you know that God has provided everything that we need to resist the temptation? Yes, he has. He gives me everything that we need in order to resist the temptation. The Bible even tells us, resist the devil and he'll flee. How do we resist the devil? I mean, you got to be stubborn. You got not let the enemy come in, not let the enemy cause you to lose your salvation or lose your joy or lose your hope or lose your gladness. Don't let the enemy come in and steal nothing from you. And I think that's where we as a church, I think that's where we fall short of, because we don't resist the devil. Now I hear people say, well, I can't stop smoking, and I can't stop drinking, and I can't stop doing it. And I beg to differ. I believe you can stop if you really want to. Come on, church. Anything that you don't want to do, guess what? You ain't going to do it. I don't care what nobody say. But what you want to do, guess what? You will do it. So then when those temptations come, we got to sit in our mind and sit in our attitude and put it in our heart and hold on to the word of God. I'm not going to do it no more. Yes, I had to overcome a whole lot of stuff in my life. But I just made up my mind. And nobody came and put no gun to my head or nobody forced me. But I sit down and I looked at my life and I say, I'm tired of going through this and I'm tired of doing this. And I made up my mind. Guess what? I'm not going to do it no more. I don't care what the enemy brings or what it shows me, or what it feels like, or what it looked like. I wasn't going to do it no more. And guess what? He is always on his job. And as long as he's on his job, that means that we need to be on our job as a child of God. If he always trying to kill, steal, and destroy, so what? I must be on my job to let not him do what he want to do in my life. I'm not going to let Satan come in my house or in my church and just have his way. Like some folks, you know, you just give up too easily because you hit a bump in the road. You want to throw in the towel. Ain't no way in the Bible, ain't no way in the world that says life is going to be easy. Come on, church. We're going to go through some hard times. We're going to go through some rough times. Even now today, we have a rough time in this economy. Gas prices high. Gas prices going, everything going up. Everything going down. People are losing their job. But yet, are you still giving up? Come on now. You're still working. You're still trying to find a job. So it's the same thing. God gave us everything that we need to resist temptation. And from the day that we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord and Savior, guess what? I got to tell you this. The day that you say you believe in the Lord, the day you say that you're going to give him a little right for God, the day you say that you're going to leave this old nasty world, you are in spiritual warfare. Oh, I know I messed somebody up then. Come on, church. Yes, you are in spiritual warfare. That's when the war really began. Do you think Satan just going to let you live the way that you want to live for Christ and don't give you no trouble? Do you think Satan just going to let you go in and just praise God and not going to give you no trouble? Do you think Satan just going to let you live righteous and don't give you no trouble? He's already mad with you because he had you in the palm of his hand, but the Lord came and plucked him out and put you in his hand. Now he can't pluck you out. Whatever puts in Jesus' hand, can no man take it out. I thank God for my Lord and Savior. So spiritual warfare. And the Bible tells us that my warfare is not with you It's not with flesh and blood, but it with the spirit, things that I cannot see, things that I don't have power over. That's why God give us the Holy Spirit, so that we can have the power, so that we can overcome those things in our lives. I'm not mad with you. I'm not mad with anybody. My warfare is not with you. Principalities, high places, wickedness and darkness. That's where the spiritual warfare is. And church, once we begin to understand where our spiritual warfare, then we can have the victory. Then we can walk the way Jesus wants us to walk. Come on, church. I'm ready to shout already. Oh, I'm just, I'm, y'all don't understand. I understand where God wants me to be at. I understand what I have to go through. And I'm trying to help somebody to understand you are in spiritual warfare. Yes, you are in spiritual warfare. And if you need some help today in your spiritual warfare, give me a call at radio station at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. And let me pray with you. Let me encourage you. Let me help you go through your spiritual warfare. Every morning, every moment that you waken, every time your foot hit the floor, you are in spiritual warfare. But we do have the victory. And our enemy, we know, is the devil. And he will do anything in his power to make us discouraged. Yes, he will. He will put doubt in us and defeat if we let him. That is what he's trying. He's trying to discourage somebody right now. He's trying to put doubt in somebody's mind right now. Somebody right now feel like they've been defeated. Somebody feel like they down in the valley. Somebody feel like there is no hope. Somebody feel like nobody loved them. But I'm going to tell you, your victory is at hand if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where our victory, we need to understand that Jesus Christ has already won the warfare. But we need to learn how to walk in the victory that God has given us. Yes, 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 yes. We got to trust in the Lord. Even when you're down in the valley of shadow of death, the Lord is with you. Come on, somebody. His rod and staff, they comfort you. We got to learn how to trust in the Lord in our weakest moment. We got to learn how to trust in the Lord in our darkest time. We got to learn how to trust in the Lord when we are disappointed. We got to learn how to trust in the Lord when we are sick. We got to learn how to trust in the Lord when we lose loved one. Because those are the ways that the enemy will come in and try to give us doubt, discourage us, and defeat us. We got to learn how to trust in the Lord in the midnight hour, in the middle of your storm, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it feels like, but we got to learn how to trust in the Lord. Although it is God's desire that every believer live a victorious Christian life, yes, this is God's desire that we live a victorious life. And God knows, now God knows that there will be some times when we yield to sin. But my God, in his gracious and his wonderful and his love kindness, he has provided a way for us. And that is through our confession of our sins so that he can forgive us and cleanse us from our sin. So now do not fear. Do not fear. So I'm here today to help somebody to understand that your victory is already there. We got to learn how to walk in our victory. In Psalms 103, and it says that we go into verse 11 and 12. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgression for us. My God. See how good God is? See how gracious God is? Ain't God wonderful? God always doing something for us. God always providing. And I always believe this. No matter what you get in, no matter what kind of situation you get in, God always give us a way out. Always. He always give us an escape door. I don't care what kind of situation you're in. You can get out of it. But we got to learn how to recognize where is the door and how to walk through the door. And God had to teach me this through the Holy Spirit. When I was getting into a situation and going through some trials and tribulations, and I felt like a lot of folks today felt like there was nobody loved me, felt like nobody understood what I was going through, felt like nobody wanted to help me. I couldn't get no help. Everywhere I turned, I always seemed like I was getting turned down because nobody helped me. But one day God said, I've given you a way out. All you have to do is walk through the door. Somebody right now may be in some trials and tribulation. Somebody may be going through something right now. All you got to do is walk through the door, confess your sin, and God will forgive you, and he will cleanse you, and he will purge you. That is your way out. That is your doorway. Not that when we fall or we yield that we just stay down and wallow in our self-pity, but we need to get ourselves up and ask God to forgive us and keep on moving. I truly believe. I truly believe it's hard. It's very hard to hit a moving target. Come on, somebody. Hard to hit them. As long as you keep moving, then Satan can't put put his sights on you. That's why I'm always moving. That's why I'm always rejoicing. That's why I'm always praising God. Because the more I praise him, the more I love him, the more power and authority that I get. Let's go to Proverbs. Chapter 28 and verse 13 says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confess and forsake them shall have mercy. We got to learn how to confess our sin. We can't cover up our sin, because once we cover up, we won't prosper. And that sin is a way that will hold you, that will keep you bound up, that will keep you in a situation that you cannot move forward. But once you begin to confess your sin, guess what? Oh, my God. Things will begin to happen. You begin to feel good, and you begin to see things in the light. Then the truth will come in and open up your eyes. We got to learn, church, how to get out when we fall down and do things, God, and we need to learn how to confess our sins. Take that burden off you. That's why some of us are still bound up today. That's why we can't serve God today, because Satan had got to, in our heart, and make us feel that we are ashamed for what we did. I'm not ashamed for what I did. All I did was ask God to forgive me for what I did, and he forgave me. Come on, somebody. Guess what? I've been set free. I've been set free. I have been set free. And Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah 41 and verse 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee in the right hand of my righteousness. Yes, Lord, I'm trying to tell somebody, you're not alone. God is in your corner. When you feel like there's nobody with you, all you got to do is look around. God is there. He will hold you up. He will put you in his hands of righteousness. He will purge you from your sins. He will help you if you just allow Jesus to come into your heart. Church, let's understand that victory is ours. It's there. It's always been there. One thing I know by my God, he never left me, or he never forsake me. It's always us who walk away from our victory. And verse 13 says, for the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand. Say unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee. Thank God. When nobody else don't want to help you, come on now. When your family members turn their back against you, when your loved ones walk away from you, God is always there with you. He's always there helping you, and he's always there wanting to keep us in a way, my God, that is righteous and holy at all times. I just want to thank God for what he has done in my life. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 says, there has not been no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also made a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it. There you go, church. There you go. I don't care what kind of temptation it is. God will make you able to handle that. Guess what? You can bear it. He ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. And temptation is just to make us to grow. Temptations are there to make us to understand and love God more. Temptation is to make us to be where we can be appreciative of God, what God is doing. Come on, church. He always give us a way out. Give us an escape. This is what God always doing. Victory. Victory is mine. Yes, it is. Victory. Oh, I thank God that I realized that I have Satan have no power over me. The Bible says that he is under my feet. I have the power and authority over Satan. And the reason why we don't have a victory, because we don't speak the word of God. We don't walk into the authority that Satan has given us, God has given us. We're not walking with the authority that Jesus Christ gave us through the Holy Ghost, that we have the power and the authority over Satan. Yes, we do. Matter of fact, he had to obey every word that I said. He is under my control, not me under his control. There's power. Oh, my God, I love that. There's power. There's power in the word of God. Always power. Church, let's begin to walk through the victory. Confess your sins. Confess your sins so God can cleanse you, purify you, so that you can have the authority and the power that was given unto us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross just for us so that we may be able to have this victory. And let's walk. And let's walk, and let's walk into that victory in the name of Jesus. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Nothing that the enemy can do or say today to take my joy. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, First Church, 5-4 Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I always remember that you have the victory, that you have the power. Spiritual warfare. Let's get ready for tomorrow morning, because you're going to go through it every day. Ah. But we're going to walk with joy and with love in our heart, because Jesus had already won the victory. Yes. Hallelujah, church. I think I'm going to go out and just hit the devil outside the head again today. I'm going to make him mad one more time. He always mad with me. Yes. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Hi, this is Al Richards, Uncle Al, your radio pal. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit community calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 3499.